The agenda has become a familiar list of priority items from this region sought in Washington and Albany. It's often been dominated by requests for buildings, like the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus or the Niagara Experience Center in Niagara Falls. This year, the lead item was opposition to Governor Cuomo's push for an increasingly rising minimum wage. TAPECON President Steve Davis pushed for more state Pell Grants to produce a more educated workforce.
Access to skilled labor is critical to the growth for both area manufacturers and our regional economy. As the private and public sectors work together to increase opportunity in Buffalo, Niagara, we must focus intently on ways to connect people to the jobs of the future. We have an opportunity to align educational attainment levels with current and future demands of regional employers.
The agenda estimates there will be 17,000 openings in local manufacturing by 2020, with those good-paying jobs requiring better trained workers, from certificate programs to master's degrees. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.